Well, we are very pleased to be joined in studio right now by Roxanne Berglund and Breon Morrison, local musicians who are going to perform for us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. I know that you guys have had a really busy day down at Harbor Park.
Harbor Park it was, and the wind.
And the wind. Yeah, this is a little calmer in here, isn't it?
Yesterday was windy. Today was windy, yes.
So that must pose special challenges for singing and performing outside.
Should I do a little in the background?
Yeah, lots of clipping the music if you need music, but it's fun. You know, it's all part of the atmosphere we live here, and it's part of, I mean, what a better backdrop.
So that's right.
That's all we have to deal with. That is great.
And at least it was warm wind.
It was beautiful.
Now, you were there down around the noon hour, right?
11 today.
Okay. Yeah, and was it pretty crowded?
There are people around town, yeah. And then, you know, they sift in. I heard you could hear the sound all the way up to the co-op and all. So I think that the sound is carrying. Yeah, so whether you're standing there or sitting there, I think people are enjoying the music. You bet.
That's great.
And yesterday we sang as well. So that was fun.
Well, we appreciate you coming in after performing today. We just thought it'd be fun to have a little live music, have a taste of Fisherman's Picnic right here in the studio.
And
so
they came in and got all set up in this little interlude we had.
Record
and,
time.
Brian had, he had the easiest job. He just, all he did was bring his guitar. And,
but he is playing at the Pie Place right now.
Yeah.
Sitting here.
Yeah.
So when you're done, go to the Pie Place, get pie, and listen to jazz.
Yeah,
amazing.
He'll be there right after this.
And Roxanne has a keyboard here. Now, how long have you two been playing music together?
Are you letting me talk?
Yes.
Okay, I'm talking. I'm the voice tonight. About a year, we've been working on songs, repertoire, and things. We did quite a bit at Christmas and January, working on, hopefully in the future, on some original songs. Brand has another project he can tell you about. But we have songs that we do as a duo for venues such as this. We've done the fundraiser and Fisherman's Picnic, which was really a lot of fun. And so those songs encompass jazz, light pop, some originals. Hopefully, eventually, we're going to do one tonight. And just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I think we should jump right in and hear a tune, if you don't mind.
You bet.
You want to introduce it for us?
Okay. You can tell about this one.
this is a song called Watch What Happens.
Which we get to do.
Which is a jazz tune. You bet. Start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what happens. Want someone who can look in your eyes and see deep in your heart. Let him find you and watch what happens. Cold, no. Afraid to be broken again. You gotta let someone with a deep love to give that deep love to you. And with magic you'll see, let someone give your heart, someone who cares like me. Someone give you her heart.
Beautiful. Roxanne Berglund on vocals, Brian Morrison on guitar. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I get a real 60s vibe from that song. Is that is that when that's from?
I think that Sarah Vaughan is my inspiration on that song. and the recording that I first heard the song was recorded in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
And we don't go back that far, Roxanne, but fair disclosure, Roxanne worked for me one time a few years back.
A while ago.
And I don't recall you ever singing while you were at work.
In the shower, no. you know, I am a pianist, a classical pianist. That's what I grew up doing, was taking piano lessons, performing, competing, playing in church. So I'm a gospel church pianist as well. But I was always in the choir. My brother always sang, so I sang harmony and played piano, being the expected accompanist. Then when I went to Northwestern College, I played piano and sang, and now I just always wanted to, and so I am, and it's a lot of fun. But I am, funnily now, getting back into the keyboards. So it's a season for everything. And sure. And then when I wanted to do, was looking for a guitarist a couple of years ago, then I heard Brand at the ACA, and it was a good match musically, and so we are just exploring to see what happens with the styles, and we should mention he has his acoustic guitar tonight, so those who are jazz aficionados of his has a little different sound on air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. It has a beautiful sound, actually. Mm-hmm. What
Thank you.
Describe that guitar.
This is a Taylor GS8.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't help me a lot.
It's a guitar. it's a very nice acoustic guitar. It's acoustic electric, and I like the way it plays a lot. It's Taylor's. Typically, I always thought that they were made for bluegrass and folks kind of strumming, and I didn't think of them as jazz guitars. But when I played it, I liked the way it played. Mm-hmm. I liked the way it sounded. So I had to have it.
And are you a guy that has more than one guitar?
Yeah, I have this Taylor. And then I've got an arch top, a jazz guitar. It's a Gibson L5. And then I just recently picked up an Eric Johnson signature Stratocaster.
Whoa.
Yes. And so I love that Strat sound. Hendrix, Eric Clapton.
Sure.
I just wanted that classic sound, mm-hmm. you know, and so I thought, you know, why not, you know, it's like, I wanted the Strat sound, so why not buy a Strat?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, this mm-hmm. sound fits mm-hmm. so well here with what you're doing, the two of you are doing together.
Yeah, today in Harbor Park, I did play the Taylor here. Mm-hmm. And we had sound equipment, and so we kind of filled the whole area with acoustic and vocals.
That's nice. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, Roxanne, how long have you been playing keyboards?
Well, like I said earlier, I think I first started monkeying around at the piano probably at 3, 4, or 5, just having fun rhythms and things, and then
since you were little,
yeah, started taking lessons in third grade and continued on. I could take lessons again. I would be interested in is taking jazz piano lessons. Oh. It's a different technique, different style.
I suppose it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, I have 3 boys. They're 6, 9, and 11, so that keeps you busy. Yeah.
No doubt.
This is just kind of fun. And, you know, we do some gigs. We're always looking for opportunities to play in any venue and volunteering. Mm-hmm. So this is fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, can we hear a song where you're playing the keyboards?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. This one that I planned to do here, or when you asked, I thought, oh, what are we going to do? It is a song I wrote. Both Brand and I write, and this is the first time I've actually performed a song that I've written on air.
Wow.
But I did a song at ACA, and I'd done a few at my church. But this is called Family. I wrote it last fall, and Brian jumped in on it today, and it's about my kids. It's about family, things we go through every day. And just really, bottom line is, when it all comes down at the end of the day, family is what counts. No matter what we're doing, you know? Everything else can wait, so. Okay.
Should I start?
Yeah, I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three boys, a house full of chores, smudged windows and paint off the doors, beds unmade, and there's laundry to do every day. But I'm thinking of my boys when I look at their toys strewn across the floor, and I think of their joy. Soon they'll be grown, have a life of their own someday. Tomorrow will come, the sun's gonna rise, and I wanna be sure I look my boys in their eyes, tell them that I love them each and every day. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter much if the chores are done, you haven't made the lunch. What matters most is the time you spend with family, with family. Should be on the run, not enough time to get it all done. Got a list a mile long, but I'm sitting here writing this song, thinking of my boys and my husband too, the day we married and said I do, all the years, the laughter and trial too. But tomorrow will come, the sun's gonna rise, and I wanna be sure I look my boys in their eyes, tell them that I love them each and every day. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter much if the chores are done, you haven't made the lunch. What matters most is the time you spend with family. It's family. Gather around, and the stars come out, and we look at the sky. Then they're tucked in bed, and we say goodnight. Give them a hug and tell them we love them so much, 'cause it's family. Every day, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter much if the chores are done, you haven't made the lunch. What matters most is the time you spend with family, family.
Very sweet.
Beautiful.
I think you're going to get that requested a lot.
Yes, that was Roxanne Berglund on vocals and keyboard and Brianne Morrison on guitar. That's lovely. So
thank you. I sing it to my boys.
Aww.
And they sit down and go, Mom, that's our song.
Are your boys listening right now, do you think?
I hope so. Yeah. They're grandma and grandpa, so I hope so.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been writing music? You said you've been playing around on a keyboard since 3-4 years old.
I like words. So I have written a long time, but just in the last few years have I let it out, meaning people get to see what's inside. And there's people that don't mind. They like to flaunt it. But to me, writing is a personal experience about, obviously, these are my boys. This is how I feel. And again, you know, when I sort of decided to get back into my music a few years ago, that was one of the things. I had notebooks of things, just playing around. And that was a pretty basic chord structure. But, you know, there's other things, too. Yeah, so a couple of years, and Brand has a project he is working on for blues, hopefully with the North Shore Music Association, so maybe some collaboration on that.
Yeah.
And so he writes as well.
Right.
He has hundreds of songs that nobody has heard, so we are really waiting to hear these two.
That's great. Well, Brian, tell us about that project, can you?
Oh, yeah. It's a grant that I got, a cultural collaboration grant through the North Shore Music Association. Mm-hmm. They offered that I could just do anything. Well, it was kind of wide open, actually. And so I decided, there was a couple things that I could have done. I wanted to do a big band arrangements of jazz standards. So I thought of that. And then another thing was kind of do an American Indian flavored music with Indian flute and drum and some singing there. And so that was another idea. And then I realized that the best course of action to take was to do something that you know that I've done, a proven thing. And instead of not, you know, don't go off on a different direction. Mm-hmm. To kind of stay with what I do best. And I played in a lot of rock bands. You know, I consider myself a Jimmy Page disciple because I started playing when I was 12.
Well, I figured when you're talking about the Stratocaster.
And I played in rock bands and then I turned to jazz when I was 14. And so really jazz is a love of mine to play because it's fun. It's a thinking sort of, mm-hmm. Activity for me. And it's full of chord changes and different scales and then rock, rock and blues. It's a little bit more simplified in the chord area, you know, and so so it kind of frees a person up, a player up, mm-hmm. to do more of what they're feeling, you see. And so what I'm hoping to do here is to write. I do have a lot of songs written, blues songs and rock songs. But I wanted to get it together and have the grant calls for a CD and a performance. Hmm. So I wanted horns. I don't know if I'm going to get horns in there, but three singers, piano, bass, drums, and guitar.
Hey, that sounds
and
great.
And local musicians.
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful. Yep. Well, what's
yes. So we have a
what's the time? I mean, is this in the next year or?
Oh, it'll be out shortly.
Oh, wonderful.
No. I think over the in the fall. Okay. I'll be working on it.
Uh-huh.
Actually, yes.
So does the CD or the performance come first?
The CD.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the performance is sort of like a CD release party, mm-hmm. for that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You know?
So it's kind of strange to talk about it because it's like, it's none of it is done.
Sure.
You know, it's just a talk about it thing right now.
But it sounds like a great idea.
It will be coming to fruition. Yes. I mean, I committed to it and it will be coming to fruition.
Cool. So, well, you'll have to let us know so we can
keep you posted.
appropriately mention it on the air and learn more about it at that time too.
I'll probably be dropping off CDs to WTIP, and you'll get a step-by-step, play-by-play action here on the whole.
It's good.
On the whole project.
That sounds like a fun project.
Yeah.
Cool. So, can you play another one for us?
Yeah, we.
Yeah.
Walk
on by.
Okay.
Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, this is a song called "Walk On By."
Real 60s.
see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by.
Lovely. That was lovely. Roxanne Berglund, Breon Morrison, and that did have a very 60s feel to it. You're right. You know, I'm starting to think maybe my folks had that and the other song on some record or something, because I'm having flashbacks of, you know, being a little kid.
And I'm a 68er, and I love the 60s music, so I don't know where that came from. Yeah.
And I lived the 60s.
Well, we did play a Jefferson Airplane song today.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Oh, she wants it.
Oh, let's hear that.
Fun. Which one?
Somebody
okay,
to
we're
love.
Just learning.
Oh, that's a great song.
Oh, it is.
If you want to play it, that'd be awesome.
Really?
Sure. Okay. Only if you want to.
Yeah, you bet. Why not? It's fun.
Why not?
It's live radio. We can make mistakes, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so having said that, Ode to Grace Slick, I will sing my best. And have fun. And anybody that knows it can sing along.
All right.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all of the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Roxanne Berglund, Brianne Morrison. That was wonderful.
Everybody starts moving in the audience.
Your voice is great for that song.
Yeah, it is.
It was really fun.
It's my version.
I like it. That's great.
Thanks. That's a lot of fun. So are you guys were rocking over
that,
there. I saw Dick, he's got a big smile. He's moving around.
It's hard to bounce around too much and manage the sound, but you know. That was terrific. So are you guys working on other rock stuff together?
As we have time, yeah.
Yes, we are, yeah. Busy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We decided, half jazz and half pop.
Okay. So,
yeah. Yeah, I joined the Joe Pollack band.
Yes, I read that somewhere.
From that, you know, we're kind of doing a little like a spinoff. John Manowski and myself, we wanted to do a power trio, is what we call it, right? But it's going to include Roxanne and
hopefully some others.
Yeah, and some others, and utilize the keyboard skills here.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And so we want it to be kind of like a rock in time.
I was going to say, I mean, there's so many great rock songs that have great organ parts.
Mm-hmm. Hammond B3.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That sounds good. Well, how often are you guys able to get together and practice?
Once a month.
Okay.
No.
We just picked up on family today, and I think one rehearsal on Somebody to Love. So it's just whenever we can get the time.
Yeah, you can sort of see the collaboration here as you're watching the two pointing to different lines.
There's a lot of hand signals.
We do that here too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. That is terrific. Well, I know you played today at down at Harbor Park. Where are some of your next gigs? Do you have anything lined up? Or?
Radio Waves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah. So WTIP.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be Brandon and I, and then he has some other things he's playing for in that as well. We want to do more, so resorts, call.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
You better call them, too.
Yeah, actually, exactly.
And, Brianne, you're actually playing at the Pie Place tonight as well, right?
I am, right, yes.
Momentarily.
Yeah. my guitar and amp are all set up, and we're ready to go.
So. Oh, that's terrific. Well, it was so fun to have you both on. Thank you so much for making time to come up here, and good luck on that blues project, and we'll look forward to hearing both of you again.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Anne.
Thanks a
Brianne
lot.
Brianne Morrison and Roxanne Berglund.